proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are with Tyler Granger, and Tyler is representing the Iowa faction of the National Wildlife Federation. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about what his duties are as he talks about all of the things that are important for natural resources in the state of Iowa, and really beyond the state of Iowa, who some of his partners are and what the hot button topics are. Tyler, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, sir.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what it ought to be in the name, right? The National Wildlife Federation. So tell us what it is that's important to your group.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And so with the National Wildlife Federation, it really is a conservation campaign to look at the effects of climate change and see conservation, wildlife protection as one of the solutions to the threats of climate change.
And you mentioned that you work with other individuals or other organizations in the same area. Like who?
So we are fortunate to be partners with several other great climate groups. We have worked a lot with the Sierra Club. We're partners with Moms Clean Air Force, a great organization who has pushed for air quality standards and have fought against mercury reduction standards.
Which is very important as far as when we're talking about children.
Yeah, that's what their theme is that moms need to protect all our children.
Right.
By demanding higher air quality standards.
And farming groups, you're working with those folks too?
Yeah, so we are partners with the Iowa Farmers Union.
Good group.
Agriculture is a big issue with climate change, but it can also be the solution. And Iowa Farmers Union represents a lot of great farmers who have taken up conservation practices, not to just be beneficial to their farm, but as a method of reducing some of the pollution that is the result of our industrial agricultural system.
Tyler Granger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler, one of the things that I think is interesting is how far this whole debate on climate change has come in the past, couple of years, as a matter of fact. More and more members of the congressional delegation, as well as in the state of Iowa, are actually taking a look now at the issues that revolve around climate change. Why do you think that that's all of a sudden happening?
Well, if you look at there's the big cost of climate change, $2 billion spent this year on flood damage. Flooding is the biggest indicator of climate change. It is a combination of glacier melt, increased precipitation, and these cyclone bombs that overwhelmed our spring flooding. I mean, there are parts of Fremont County that are still underwater from flooding 9 months ago. You know, the Missouri River and Mississippi River flooded at the same time. That's never happened before. We had hummingbirds in October. That's never happened before. So when you look at the wildlife lens and the change in wildlife, it really tells a bigger story about the climate change. The impacts are already here.
And when you're talking about climate change in Iowa or around the nation, I suspect there are a couple of different audiences for that. It would be the voter, the individuals who are out there that are impacted one way or another. It would be insurance companies and businesses that are impacted by the negative effects of climate change. And it would also be elected officials. Is that roughly the demographics that you're talking to?
Certainly. And, you know, as far as our target audience, the big four are Senator Grassley, Ernst, Congresswoman Axne, and Finkenauer. They really are some of the biggest stakeholders in the future of climate change.
They truly are. So I'm going to ask you the tough question here. You know, we don't generally do politics on the Business News Hour. We like to stick to business. And climate change has an overgrown effect on business, especially in the future. But at the same time, when there are members in the Republican Party, especially at the top of the party, who are climate change deniers a great deal. How is it that you're able to make inroads with Senators Ernst and Senator Grassley?
Well, you know, I think that's a strong question, but in my experience of working on a climate change campaign, it really is the individuals that are apathetic that are the ones that need the most concern. Because if we can't change social behavior, if we can't confront our disposable culture or industrial agricultural pollution that we consume, you know, that we consume on a daily basis, then we can't convince the climate deniers that this is a worthy cause.
So it is really about starting to talk to individuals who may be predisposed to at least listening to the conversation.
Yeah, there are so many great climate activists and climate groups, but at the same time, there's just as many people who are indifferent to changing their behavior to reduce our dependency on oil, or to reduce our dependence on disposable plastic.
Yeah,
like your button says, apathy is not an option.
I was just thinking that, you know, one of the worst things is apathy. And if you're a climate denier, you're a climate denier. If you agree with that, but it's the folks that are just apathetic to this that really need to be educated, if you will, and at least talked to about the facts. Our guest is Tyler Granger, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Wildlife Federation. When you're visiting with, how do you get the message out? Let me just put it that way. How are you able to have this conversation with people who are in, are out, or are apathetic to this? Where do you go? How do you market this?
Well, you really have to go to Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst's office. You have to write them letters, call them. You have to let our members of Congress know that we care. And our response from them is that they do care about wind and solar, and they do care a lot about agriculture as a solution to climate change, and they are starting to recognize that this flooding has a cost. And so when we start talking about bringing people together, we mean everyone. And so National Wildlife Federation, we want to protect wetlands, we want to protect prairie strips, and we start talking about who benefits from prairie strips. Well, you know, there's farmers and homeowners benefit from these wetlands and prairie strips absorbing excess of flood runoff. Hunters benefit from wildlife protection.
I was interested in that. You said off mic that one of your groups that you work with is Pheasants Forever.
Correct.
And that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Pheasants Forever has been a terrific partner as far as promoting, you know, hunting as a method of conservation. I love that they're hosting youth mentorship hunts, getting kids off video games, outdoors, learning a lifelong skill that helps conservation. When our hunters come together and say these wetlands and these prairie strips are important to us, others follow.
Right, absolutely. And you know, we have seen over the years a degradation of the pheasant population in Iowa, mostly because we've gone back to fence row farming here. But recently, we've seen a spike that indicates, anyway, that some of these conservation techniques are starting to take hold. Would that be accurate?
That is accurate. And to all the listeners out there, you know, it's definitely on each and one of us to change our behavior. But talking to your representative is even more important.
Right.
Because they can make the big decisions on how our environment is protected. They have the carrot and the stick, and it really has to take us to show them that we care for them to act on certain bills. Like, we have cared about the Endangered Species Act for a long time because our pollinators, our birds, they play a huge role in protecting our natural wildlife.
And they're disappearing at rapid rates.
That's been the scariest thing, is that from the Audubon Society to our local DNR, bird populations are down, and we need our pollinators if we want to continue to have a planet. If it's going to get too hot to plant crops, well, it's going to be too hot for our pollinators. And without that, Iowa is not Iowa anymore.
Right. You know, from a business standpoint, and I thought this was very interesting. I know a young man who is working on his MBA, and one of his projects, get this, one of his projects is how business is going to change as the climate changes. And, for example, Iowa becomes much more like Arkansas, and Minnesota becomes much more like Missouri in their weather climate patterns. And what impact does that have on building, outdoor furniture, camping? I mean, a whole host of things that are really going to change if we don't get busy.
No, and I agree. And what I would say, that it's hard to engage the business community on climate change, because on one hand, we often do see businesses care about the planet, will make efforts to reduce their pollution. But on the other side, we have seen business know about the dangers of fossil fuels. We know that most of our companies are aware of the problem of our disposable culture, and nothing has changed. Mm. And so it really is going to take a legislative effort. But we do, with the focus that everyone benefits from these protected wetlands.
His name is Tyler Granger, ladies and gentlemen. He's representing the National Wildlife Federation, doing a lot of work here in the state of Iowa. Do you travel around the state, and do you give talks? How does that work?
You know, we try to reach out to as many audiences as possible. Yeah. We partner with a lot of groups. So we were present at the Iowa Climate Strike. You know, we were present at the Iowa State Fair. And, you know, we try to talk to different groups on what they can do and how we can help. And so Iowa Farmers Union, very vocal about helping farmers. It's been a very tough year on agriculture.
It has.
And it's a difficult time to talk to people who need to hear some tough decisions that we're going to have to do, you know, short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah, and it is happening all over the United States, not just in Iowa. But if you're listening to this on our podcast, wherever you happen to be, in Iowa or in Canada, wherever you happen to be in the world, the third largest country that listens to our regular broadcast is Germany, for some reason. And, you know, they just got through with Agritechnica, which is this huge farm show that they have in Germany. And one of the topics of conversation in Europe is climate change and the concerns that they have wrapped around that and the future of agriculture there as well. So it's just not a U.S. problem. It's a global situation.
No, I agree. And unfortunately, U.S. has made it a U.S. problem. Our backing out of the Paris Climate Agreement was a disaster.
At the same time, haven't states attempted to say, okay, for example, California, I think, is one of those states that said, look, we're going to try to adhere to the Paris Climate Agreement individually as states. United States be damned, we're going to just try to go ahead and do this. Is that accurate?
Well, it is very accurate that, you know, many states and cities have said that we're going to keep the Paris Climate Agreement. Great. The issue is the next round of the Paris Climate Agreement is trade.
Oh.
We're going to start taxing carbon through our trade policies.
Right.
Well, California can't make trade policy decisions. Right now it's an administration issue. So without U.S. at the table, without our presence, we are left out of the negotiations, and we're going to be less competitive.
And it is, there's the back door, ladies and gentlemen, that you just heard about, because there's the back door to why business should be concerned about this and why business should take a lead in at least demanding that there be some attention placed on climate change. His name is Tyler Granger, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the National Wildlife Federation, serving Iowa and wherever you get to be traveling. Thank you, Tyler, for doing this.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the talk, and I couldn't agree more that, you know, apathy is not an option, and getting out and about talking about climate change and its solutions is how we, you know, fight this oncoming threat.